Here's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. First, a look at Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast. Beautiful day today, sunny, high about 70. It'll be clear and cool again tonight, mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy with a possible shower in the afternoon, lower 70s. For the weekend, periods of sun, 70 to 75 on Saturday, and partly cloudy on Sunday with temperatures in the mid-70s. We'll check in with Pat in just a few minutes. Well, most COVID-19 restrictions will be lifted on May 19th in Connecticut, except for the requirement of indoor masks, according to Governor Ned Lamont. He announced it yesterday at Quasi Amusement Park. On May 19th, most of the COVID-19 requirements will be eliminated. People will no longer need to wear masks outside if they've been vaccinated, and the 6-foot social distancing rule will be scrapped. Indoors, people need to continue wearing masks in public places for the foreseeable future. It'll be up to restaurants to decide whether they want to continue spacing tables further apart. Children aged 12 to 15 now can be vaccinated at any clinic in Connecticut offering the Pfizer vaccine as long as they're accompanied by or have the consent of their parent or legal guardian. Only Pfizer vaccine has been approved for that age group. The state's COVID-19 positivity rate yesterday was 1%, the lowest it's been for months. A possible statewide nursing home worker strike might occur in Connecticut on Friday. It seems inevitable. Nearly 4,000 union workers rejected the governor's proposed $280 million funding package on Tuesday night, claiming it doesn't go far enough to address pay disparity and staffing shortages. State officials say Lamont doesn't plan to make another offer. Quote, the governor is reiterating his call for both industry and labor to get back in a room and sit down to utilize the package that has been offered by the state and hammer out an agreement to avoid a truly devastating disruption for our nursing home residents, end quote. Friday morning, 33 nursing homes across the state face this strike. 6 more nursing homes have confirmed strike notices with more than 600 workers set for May 28th at 6 a.m. The workers want a pay raise. They say $15 an hour is not enough. They feel $20 should be the minimum. Union 1199, which represents the workers, says 3,000 nursing home workers have tough jobs and have risked their lives during the pandemic. In Cornwall, local architect Ann Trowbridge said the town's proposed new home business regulations have sufficient structure, and she trusts those who developed them. Quote, I don't share the fear of others, end quote. She said that during the second session of a Planning and Zoning Commission hearing last Tuesday. Quote, I trust most of us are good neighbors and will conduct business appropriately, end quote. The Planning and Zoning Commission in Cornwall closed the hearing and will deliberate at its next meeting, May 25th at 7 p.m. Commissioners decided to address the increasing number of people working from home and make the regulations more clear, but many in the Zoom audience said they fear the new rules will negatively affect the town's rural character. Dover and Pine Plains capital projects propose much-needed upgrades and renovations from a story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. The Pine Plains and Dover school districts will ask voters on Tuesday to support much-needed upgrades to their buildings in addition to school spending plans. While several area districts have propositions this year for school bus expenditures, Pine Plains and Dover have proposed multi-million-dollar capital projects on the ballot. Pine Plains proposing $7.7 million in roof and flooring replacements and various upgrades along with boiler replacement in some of its elementary schools. Dover is proposing an $8.96 million project, including a space for a new STEM program, roof replacements, resurfacing of the track, and upgrades to each of its buildings. Nearly $1.1 billion in combined school spending plans are on the line on Tuesday for Dutchess County districts, with most prospering only small increases to their 2020-21 budgets, thanks to federal and state aid. The Dutchess County Fair will return this year. What to expect, we'll have to see. It may be smaller this year. You may have to wait a little longer in lines, and in-doubt activities may be limited. But there will be a fair, or at least that's what those who organize the fair have been planning since earlier this year. However, county fairs are still waiting for the green light on their fairs from the governor and the state. Opioid overdose deaths in Berkshire County jumped by 44% last year to the highest level recorded amid a slight increase in fatal overdoses statewide. Public health officials announced on Wednesday the opioid-related overdose deaths in Massachusetts rose by 5% in 2020, the first increase in 3 years. In a year marked by COVID-19 and the challenges it created in accessing health care and social supports, the state recorded 2,104 confirmed and estimated deaths, about the same number of fatalities as 2016's peak. The toll of pandemic for people with opioid disorder was particularly stark in the Berkshires, which had the second highest rate of increase in the state. Fatal overdoses in Berkshire County rose from 39 in 2019 to 56 last year, according to the preliminary data. In Cornwall today, the Board of Finance is having their meeting via Zoom at 7 p.m. If you're looking for a summer job or an internship, there's a teen and youth job fair on Saturday from noon till 2, the Rolliff Jansen Community Library. There'll be jobs open there for you to apply. Open for ages 14 to 24. It's free outdoors with light refreshments. The rain date is May 22nd. Silver Lake Conference Center in Sharon will hold an open house on Sunday from 1 till 5 p.m. Scheduled tours with small groups will introduce families to the overnight camp. The camp holds summer camp June through August with youth entering grades 5 through 12. Registration is now open. To sign up for the open house time slot, email slcc@ctucc.org. Mass and social distancing will be required. The Weebatuck School District in-person budget vote and Board of Education information. The vote date is coming up on May 18th at the Weebatuck High School gym. The polls are open from noon till 9 p.m. Conical Central School District budget vote is May 18th, noon to 9 p.m. And the Conical Central School District Board of Education will hold a meeting on May 19th starting at 6:30. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, VialeInsurance.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 33,587.66, the NASDAQ at 13,031.68, and the S&P 500 at 4,063.04. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That comes your way in just a few moments.